This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Found footage. The genre built on the premise that we don't need to really use actual film cameras to make a movie. It's a perfect canvas to paint a horror film. For one thing, it involves aspiring filmmakers to try their hand at making a film without having to try their pocketbook or bankroll a massive production. One of the things that Alfred Hitchcock believed, and which is true, is that the unseen is always much more terrifying than the seen. Even the biggest CGI budget cannot match what we have in our imagination for scaring people. So under the bed, in the closet, under the ocean, up in the depths or below the depths of hell, those are the things that scare people really more than anything else. And you can't really put those on camera anyway. So what Afflicted does is it takes the found footage genre, started by Blair Witch and Paranormal Activity, and injects a little new life into it, which is not exactly a pun because one of the characters is a dude who gets turned into a vampire. It's a couple of Canadians on a road trip, I guess train ride trip, Eurail trip through Europe. One of them is sick, and so he is the, rather than just have him die quietly over his time in the hospital, they're going to go celebrate life by going to Europe. While there, they try to get laid and get bitten by a female vampire. And what we see then is the transformation of one of the guys on camera into a vampire. And it's basically like a superhero film at that point. It crosses genre and it turns a little bit into like the movie Chronicle. And also the last Paranormal Activity had this, which is showing stuff on YouTube, which looks amazing, like picking up cars and jumping off walls. It's a little bit Spider-Man. And it's got the Twilight thing going, though, because, you know, vampires are in. So how is this good? Well, it's good because it's different in that we haven't seen really a vampire guerrilla film sort of like this. And there have been zombie movies filmed from the point of view of a zombie. And so this kind of fulfills that niche, which is, what if you were the guy turning into a vampire? Instead of the vampires being enemies, what if the world is an enemy and trying to avoid being killed, detected, arrested is your goal? So it flips the sort of narrative around, and it's a quite good film. The best new young horror film since In Fear.